fond memories of holidays with my family. I have four sisters and one brother. Our Nana lived with us for 16 years, and Mum and Dad. And we were actually all born in Melbourne, but we moved to Brisbane when I was 8-9 years of age. So maybe not every year, but every 3-4 years, we would travel down to Melbourne by car. All of us in the one car. You might go, well, that's no different to what happens nowadays. But our car was a Ford Falcon. It was red, bright red. It had a bucket seat in the front and the seating in the back. There were no seat belts. We used to have Dad driving, Mum in the front seat, swapping driving sometimes, two children beside them, then Nana, then four children squashed in the back. And I vividly remember that we sat forward and then one of us sat back, and then we sat forward and one of us sat back. And when we had the breaks where you got out to stretch your legs, oh my goodness, you stretched your legs. You had been sweating so badly because it wasn't air conditioned. If you wanted air conditioning, you wound down the window. But sometimes winding down the window, you got this hot blast of air. It wasn't refreshing. And at the end of the trip, which often took 3-4 days, you'd be hot and sweaty and a bit grumpy and disgruntled. And of course, my parents tried to move us around, like some would hop in the front at different times and the back, but it was squishy. We were squashed. And you got to the end of the journey and we weren't refreshed. We were actually ready for a holiday, but then we had to travel all after the holiday visiting family, had to travel all the way back again. It made me think, at the end of this year, of this time of journey in my life, I want to end up feeling refreshed. I don't want to end up feeling washed out, squished, sweating so badly. Oh my goodness, I'm ready for a holiday. Because that's often what happens when we get to the end of a year. Do you not want to finish well? You want to be feeling refreshed and revitalized, ready for what God might have for us for the next year, for whatever He's got for us personally, for our families, for our careers. I want to end well. So to end well, I need to really put some things into me, into my mindset, so I become refreshed. Because sometimes it's not instant. It does take time to, say, wind down from being, you know, rush, rush, rush the whole year. It takes time to reflect and work out, well, what should I put into place? What should I take out? What should I, you know, the good habits and the bad habits? I want to finish well. They say you should have sleep 6 to 8 hours a day. Well, that's fantastic, but it doesn't always work out like that. As I'm getting older, I'm finding I'm sleeping less. And I wake up sometimes not refreshed. But there's some things I've put into my life that still gives me energy and revitalizes me. So physically, I try to go to bed at a normal time, and I will try and wake up when the alarm hits. And I try not to keep hitting the snooze button, the snooze button, the snooze button. Do you know there's actually a term that calls hitting the snooze button all the time, and it's called drockling. It actually makes you, it says, more groggy. Because you're trying to go back to sleep into that, you know, deep sleep, but it's not really, it's just very light, because you know in a few, you know, or what, 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, half an hour later, however long that snooze button lasts for, it's going to ring again and you're going to wake up. Why don't you just get up? Turn on the light. Don't grab your phone and look at social media. Maybe grab your phone if it's got the Bible there, or grab your Bible and have a read of what God has for you today. Something that might revitalize you and refresh you, or comfort you and give you grace and mercy, give you a focus for the day. Turn on the light. make the bird, turn on some music, some worship music, some music that will just get you happening. Go have a shower. Go drink a glass of water. Something to revitalize you and refresh you, because our body needs refreshment too. And if you're on the part of the world where it's hot and it's been hot all night, you do want that glass of water. If it's part of the world where it's freezing cold and you probably had the heater on and you're lovely and warm, it's actually interesting how you need that fresh glass of water too, because you can get dehydrated in the heat. Splash your face, have a shower. Start thinking and processing and setting out some goals that you're going to start to attain, that you want to start achieving for the next year. Because sometimes, for some of us, we can instantly write a list. For others, we need to process, we need to think. So you've got to give yourself time to do that. We want to breathe in deeply. I remember when we were squashed out of this car and we'd get out, we'd go, we'd breathe in this freshness within our body. But what about the freshness that we need for our soul? And the word that comes to my mind is hope. Hope gives us that freshness, that revitalization, that sense of I can achieve. I can put apart, away my past. I've still got, I stand upon what I've done and who I've been and where I've been and what's happened. But I look to the future. I look to hope. Hope in my God. Hope that he will come and be gracious to me. Hope that he will open doors and guide me in the next steps of my life. And it says it in Isaiah 40. Verse 31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. You see that? Those who hope in the Lord will renew, refresh, revitalize their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. We want to soar. We want to do well, well in all things, all that God has for us. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Oh, how amazing. That word hope in God revitalizes me. Then I read it in the Message translation. Now, the Message translation is a translation of a translation in everyday words. And I read it and I went, wow, wow, God, wow. God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all you can see or imagine. He doesn't get tired out, doesn't pause to catch his breath like we do. And he knows everything inside and out. He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to dropouts. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folk in their prime stumble and fall. But those who wait upon God get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. I love the sentence. He gives fresh strength to dropouts, drop kicks, people who haven't done well. Not just, say, today, but maybe lots of years in the past. What hope God has given us. He will refresh dropouts, drop kicks, me, people like you, because he gives us hope and he wants to revitalize us. So maybe before you do your planning, why don't you take it to God and say, Lord, give me the hope that you want for me. Show me the plans for my life. Guide me, open doors, shut doors, guide me. What do you desire me to do to get more refreshment, more revitalization from you? The first thing, again, that comes to my mind is have a relationship with God. He is the one that will give you strength. He is the one that will give you the ability. He is the one that will make you soar, run, not be faint. Because I don't know what issues or circumstances you need to face, but oh my goodness, ones that I do, my heart beats and I'm like, really? Really? Other things, you know, are so scary. They can make you full of fear. But with God, who is my hope, He is my strength. And we will soar like on wings of eagles and do more than we could possibly imagine. So I encourage you, end the year well. Go find some time to process and think and hope in the Lord and get refreshed.